Since the war in Iraq began more than a year ago, nearly 600 U.S. troops have been killed. Last month alone, at least 48 service people were killed, making it the second deadliest month since President Bush declared an end to major combat on May 1st. The deadliest month was November, when 82 troops were killed. One recent fatality was a 41-year-old Army surgeon. Dr. Mark Taylor served as part of a forward surgical team, an elite group of 20 doctors, nurses, and medical technicians stationed near the front lines. From member station KQED, Jason Margolis has the story of Major Mark Taylor.
In the Central Valley city of Stockton, California, Taylor's father, retired Army Colonel and Highway Patrol Captain Doug Taylor, proudly shows pictures of his son at work in Iraq.
This is kind of an interesting shot here. There's a little girl that Mark operated on, an Iraqi girl.
The surgeon treated the girl for a ruptured appendix. Doug Taylor says his son may have been sent overseas to treat American soldiers, but he also made time to treat Iraqi civilians, like this little girl, as well.
She wanted to come back later and see him. We have a picture of him and two or three other children that came back that he operated on, wearing his helmet and standing alongside him.
Taylor communicated often with his parents by email and phone, sharing anecdotes of daily life in Iraq that most of the public never hears about. His mother, Roberta, said her son tried to help people any way he could, like his local Iraqi barber, who Taylor treated for sinus problems.
Mark was so pleased because he was able to treat the barber, and they had just really become friends.
However, that friendship ended dramatically.
Mark was very upset because just maybe 2 weeks ago now, three of the guys, his barber was one of them, went home that night and they were murdered.
Authorities don't know who killed the three men or why, but Taylor's parents said their son was devastated by the deaths and the street violence he saw every day. Still, his father said Taylor never complained about being in Iraq, the lack of modern medical facilities, or living without a bed or hot shower. The father said his son believed the cause for war was just.
He felt that he was a soldier and he would do what he was told. He said, sure, I wish I didn't have to go, but he says, oh, I'm going too, and I'm not being left behind.
Taylor had served in Iraq and Kuwait for close to a year. He was within a week of being sent home when he was killed by a rocket attack on March 20th in Fallujah, 40 miles west of Baghdad. Besides his parents, Taylor, who was divorced, also leaves behind a 6-year-old son, Connor. Taylor's father said he will leave the American flag and yellow ribbon outside of his home permanently in honor of his son.
We've lost a son. The country's lost a great patriot. Certainly a very fine surgeon, a fine Army officer, and someone who I don't think will be easily replaced.
Major Mark Taylor will be buried in Northern California on April 16th. For NPR News, I'm Jason Margolis.